Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Randy Sowers, husband, father, and business owner from Belle Fourche, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in his life.
So today we hear about Peter asking the Lord how many times we should forgive somebody. And I'm not going to read the text because there's just so much to say in this in so little time. And then Jesus goes on to talk about the servant who owed his master a large sum. And in fact, the most accurate translation is a sum that is so great, it'd be like trillions of dollars. Okay, like just a ton of money that is just insurmountable and you cannot pay back. And it's interesting, I mean, this is what he's using to compare what we owe him. And to think of it in that way, for us to say, well, I will pay you back for everything you've given me. And there's just no possible way that we could ever pay God back. You know, for one, he created us out of nothing. And then he became one of us to willfully die for us. He didn't have his life taken. He laid it down freely for us. And he showed us that by walking away from death several times. So we have this debt for his death and for our creation. And we have no way of paying it back. And yet, what does he say to us? You know, like, he frees us from that debt. But then how many times do we go around and we hold the debt of others that have sinned against us, against them? No matter what the sin is. I know that there are some very malicious and evil things that have been done to us. You know, maybe even as children, as adults. But is it more malicious than creation killing the creator? And so he leads the way in forgiveness. He leads the way in mercy. He leads us by example in this. And the whole thing with the 70 times 7, that's what Jesus responded to Peter with. I tell you, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Sometimes that 70 times 7 is with the same issue, with the same person. And every day we have to wake up and we have to forgive them 70 times 7. Sometimes it's different issues, different people. But we wake up and we forgive because that's what the Lord has done. And so today, as we're in the middle of Lent, who is it that you are holding a debt against? Who is it that you need to forgive? Have you been holding a debt against yourself? You need to forgive yourself and let yourself out from underneath that debt. Christ led the way in this as well. He has forgiven us. So we should forgive us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for coming to us and saving us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for dying for us. We thank you for forgiving our debt. In a special way, Lord, today I ask that you give us the grace of forgiveness, that we can forgive all those that have hurt us in very minute ways, but in also very large and malicious ways. Give us the grace to forgive our family members, our siblings, our mom and dad, those that have turned against us, those that have maliciously hurt us because we don't agree with what they do or the life that they live. Help us to forgive them every day, as long as we need to, in order to have the forgiving heart that you have and that you have for us. Help us to forgive ourselves for the mistakes we've made, for the ways we didn't follow you, for the ways we turned our back on you, for the ways we hurt ourselves, for any self-degrading thoughts that we might have, Lord. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to receive your forgiveness so that we can live debt-free in freedom to worship the Father. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of SushiPay, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.